Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
Across Europe, grandparents are playing a major role in looking after their grandchildren, often to enable parents, especially mothers, to work. Let's hear from grandmothers themselves about the childcare they're providing and what support they need.
My name's Astrid French. I'm 67 years old. I retired about 5 years ago. My daughter had one child, Arlo, and when she went back to work part-time, we then used to look after Arlo about one day a week. At the moment, she's on maternity leave because she's just had her second child and Luca, and she will go back again to work, and then we will start from October, we will start looking after Luca and Arlo.
Although it's lovely and we really love our grandson and he's brought great joy to us and it's really enriched our lives, without any question of a doubt, it is still something that's a commitment that you have to do. At the moment, every Monday and Thursday, we're looking after Arlo. So there's lots of things that we can't do.
Now, we're lucky in that we're retired, that we are comfortable enough, that we don't have to worry financially. But there are many parents out there, grandparents out there, that can't afford to retire. It's not possible for my daughter to go to work for 3 days. She doesn't get paid enough money to pay a childminder £50-60 a day. It's just not worth her going to work. So it's extremely difficult for her to manage if we weren't looking after Arlo. I think women today are much more aware of the kind of the quality of care they want their children to have. The state should provide decent, affordable childcare for parents. It wants women to work, it wants people to work, then you have to provide, as a society, decent, good childcare, and that is just not available.
At the moment, most of the informal childcare is provided by grandmothers like Astrid, who aren't working. But this picture is changing, as we will see from our next grandmother.
My name is Joyce Jacker. I'm 52 and I live in Deptford, London. My profession is community development. I have three children, twins who are 22 and a son who's 14 next week. I've got three grandchildren and another one on the way. I will do things like collect them from school. I collect from nursery because next week my daughter is going back to college. So a few days a week I'll have to go to the nursery and collect. And maybe a few days a week they might stay over and then I might take them before I go to work. Recently, Monique went to college and she has two children, and the childcare they would only pay for one child. So we had to take it in time, you know, picking up, bringing home. We just had to share that share care so she could complete her course. I love being a grandmother and I like spending time with them. My mum helped me. My grandmother helped me. I love them, and because that's what I need to do. That's what I should do.
Compared to the UK, in European countries where there is less state support for families and childcare, fewer mothers tend to work. And where they do work, they rely heavily on grandparents to provide childcare.
Now, listen again.
Across Europe, grandparents are playing a major role in looking after their grandchildren, often to enable parents, especially mothers, to work. Let's hear from grandmothers themselves about the childcare they're providing and what support they need.
My name's Astrid French. I'm 67 years old. I retired about 5 years ago. My daughter had one child, Arlo, and when she went back to work part-time, we then used to look after Arlo about one day a week. At the moment, she's on maternity leave because she's just had her second child, and Luca, and she will go back again to work, and then we will start from October, we will start looking after Luca and Arlo.
Although it's lovely and we really love our grandson and he's brought great joy to us and it's really enriched our lives, without any question of a doubt, it is still something that's a commitment that you have to do. At the moment, every Monday and Thursday, we're looking after Arlo. So there's lots of things that we can't do.
Now, we're lucky in that we're retired, that we are comfortable enough, that we don't have to worry financially. But there are many parents out there, or grandparents out there, that can't afford to retire. It's not possible for my daughter to go to work for 3 days. She doesn't get paid enough money to pay a childminder £50-60 a day. It's just not worth her going to work. So it's extremely difficult for her to manage if we weren't looking after Arlo. I think women today are much more aware of the quality of care they want their children to have. The state should provide decent, affordable childcare for parents. It wants women to work, it wants people to work, then you have to provide, as a society, decent, good childcare, and that is just not available.
At the moment, most of the informal childcare is provided by grandmothers like Astrid, who aren't working. But this picture is changing, as we will see from our next grandmother.
My name is Joyce Jacker. I'm 52 and I live in Deptford, London. My profession is community development. I have three children, twins who are 22 and a son who's 14 next week. I've got three grandchildren and another one on the way. I will do things like collect them from school. I collect from nursery because next week my daughter is going back to college. So a few days a week I'll have to go to the nursery and collect. And maybe a few days a week they might stay over and then I might take them before I go to work. Recently, Monique went to college and she has two children, and the childcare, they would only pay for one child. So we had to take it in time, you know, picking up, bringing home. We just had to share that share care so she could complete her course. I love being a grandmother and I like spending time with them. My mum helped me. My grandmother helped me. I love them, and because that's what I need to do. That's what I should do.
Compared to the UK, in European countries where there is less state support for families and childcare, fewer mothers tend to work. And where they do work, they rely heavily on grandparents to provide childcare.
This is the end of task 2.